from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right. What do you want? Snake news or Joe Fisher talk? What do you want?
I don't know. Is it good snake news? I mean...
Well, I'll just tell you real quick.
Is there any good snake news?
No.
Yeah, dead snake news.
That's true.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you told me that like a bunch of snakes were erratic, like the Florida pythons, it's good news.
A man was caught trying to smuggle more than 100 live snakes into mainland China.
Oh.
By stuffing them into his pants.
Yeah, I feel like we have this story every now and then where someone tries to smuggle like dangerous animals in their pants, and it just seems like a terrible idea.
So I'm sure you have a picture in your mind of what that might... So 100.
It's got to be small snakes, right?
Well, they're not... obviously they're not huge.
Yeah.
But what that may look like is not what you think.
Yeah, he's got to put them in some sort of tube or bags or something,
right? Yeah, he puts them in plastic bags.
Yeah.
And they're pretty flat.
Yeah.
And so, I mean...
How can the snake breathe?
I don't know that. Probably holes in it.
And how are you confident that the snake... Boy, plastic bags... I'll tell you what, I trust a Ziploc bag from time to time. You know, I'll marinate some meat in there, but you know what I don't do? I don't put a snake in it, punch some holes, and be like, it'll be good.
Well, how about 100 snakes? Actually, it was 104.
It's a lot of snakes.
During an inspection, officers found 6 canvas drawstring bags sealed with tape in the pockets of his pants.
Good grief.
Officers opened the bag and found that each bag contained a number of live snakes in various shapes and colors.
So he's rocking some cargo pants. I often wonder why dudes wear cargo pants. Apparently, snakes.
I mean, come on, how do you think you're going to get away with that?
I don't know. How does anyone think they're going to get away with anything? But then again, it's the same idiot that, like, who thinks they're going to smuggle 100 live snakes in?
Yeah, like, look at that.
Oh, my God, that's a lot of snakes.
Yeah, 104, dude. And they're not, I mean, they're pretty small.
Well, it's tough. I'm assuming that's just like a normal size card table like that those are laid out on.
Here.
It's a lot of snakes.
Yeah, there. That'll give you a better idea.
Good grief.
He had all that in his pants.
What was he? Were they
snake?
Were they illegal snakes? Like what?
I don't know what he was trying to do here. It doesn't even say.
Does China have a big no snakes policy?
There were 5 different snakes: the milk snake, western hognose, corn snake, Texas rat snake, and bull snake.
I don't think any of those. Well, I only know like 2 or 3 of those, but I don't think they're poisonous.
None of them are venomous.
Yeah,
but they are non-native. 4 of the 5 are non-native to China.
Yes, you get. Yeah. You can't have that. Otherwise, next thing you know, the corn snake's eating all the whatever.
Right.
And, you know. What a dumbass.
Yeah, what a dumbass.
My guess is, too, I'm just throwing this out there. Of all the places that I wouldn't want to go to prison, can I just say China is near my top? Like, I don't know if it's number one. That might be Russia. But
yeah, I was going to say Russian prison or Chinese prison.
China.
I think I'm taking Chinese prison.
Didn't we do the scariest prisons in the world?
Oh, yeah.
And
we did.
We had the pit and we had the mental psych out in Russia.
There's one somewhere like in down in Mexico or Ecuador or something. Somewhere down in Central or South America. And like the inmates just run it. Like,
yeah, there was the one that ran itself. There was the one with the pit, and then there was the one with the all the psychological bags over your head, changing rooms. All
that's the one in Russia.
Yeah.
That's the Black Dolphin.
Yeah.
And everywhere you walk, they handcuff your hands behind your back, and then they you're like on a rope above you, and then you're hooded the entire time. Yeah, no thanks. But I still think I'm taking China over Russia, but China's like top two or three.
China.
All for smuggling some non-venomous snakes? Yeah, it can't be a lot of money in that. Can't
what about
be a lot
North
of money
Korea?
In milk. Yeah, that's number one.
Yeah, that's got to beat
that's,
China.
That's number one. That's I didn't even consider
like, that's
that.
Not even prison. Like, no, you're that's, basically, it's
you're
a
just,
death
yeah, it's a death. Yeah, you're not. I like when they return that American and they're like, we don't know what happened to him. Must have hit his head before we got him. Remember they turned him and he had like a massive head.
And
like,
all that guy did was steal like a poster?
Something like that, yeah, to like one of the hotels. And then they arrested him and they're like, hey, just so you know, he's dead when we found him. And they're like, here you go. Maybe
he wasn't dead when they he what happened was he stole like a poster or something really mundane.
Yeah, something dumb.
And they locked him up and then all of a sudden they say he's got this brain hemorrhage or something.
Yeah.
And then he ends up dying and they're like, yeah, we don't know.
He
just must have bumped his head.
Yeah. Maybe that island, what is it? Is it the Senegalese? Yeah, do they have
Senegal Island, yeah.
Do they have a prison?
No.
No.
I think I know what they're
is that maybe number one? Like, you know, they just you know.
You think they have a prison there?
Well, I don't know. They tie you to a big pole and they drag you around. I mean,
they just throw an arrow through your heart.
Yeah, I didn't know if they did have a prison, but that would probably be number one. But you know, it's very
all right.
Varying degrees.
Why we flummoxed Joe Fisher last night at the golf tournament. Next, here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.